3 o'clock hour on the Hochman and Crowder Show. Thanks to Gino Toretta for joining us last segment. I do have a dilemma I wanted to run by you guys here. We don't have that much time. Aronde Gadsden's going to join us in about 20 minutes. And it is regarding me being trapped in Asheville and the bachelor party. I'll try to fit it in at some point in the show. Yeah, Crowder,
that's what you're calling it, huh?
I am scared to ask you this question because I know what your answer is going to be, but it's a God's honest truth dilemma that I'm facing. So I do want to bring it up on the show. Let me remind everybody that the NASCAR playoffs are set for Homestead Miami Speedway at the end of October, and you could win a 4-pack of tickets to see it all unfold. To enter, all you got to do, go to WQAM.com/contests. Can't wait to win. You can purchase tickets at HomesteadMiamiSpeedway.com. And don't forget, we're still giving away our last pair of tickets to go watch the Marley Brothers. That'll be at Bayfront Park this Saturday. Just keep listening today, and you'll have an opportunity to win those tickets.
Mr. 305.
Dale.
God bless. Dale.
Dale.
Thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome. And Messi is my MVP.
All right. Big win yesterday for the Herons. They clinched the supporter shield. Let me ask you guys. All right. So here's the dilemma. Crowder, if an NFL quarterback, if Patrick Mahomes missed half the season, right? His team only, his team had the best record throughout the NFL. Let's say they went, 14-3. But Mahomes, who's the best player in the NFL? We know that. And I think everybody would agree Messi's the best player in the MLS. If he missed half the games, but his team still had the number one overall record, and when he came back, he was still at the top of his game, would he win MVP? Would he be eligible to win MVP?
Wait, to be clear, this is not your Asheville dilemma?
This is not.
A different dilemma?
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Pell. Thanks for clarifying.
You're welcome. Just wanted everybody to make sure they knew.
Messi's not going to y'all's bachelor party, quote unquote. No, he doesn't. Even being the best player, like there's the best players in the league. Like I argue for years, Aaron Donald was the best football player in the world for years. He wasn't the MVP. But like you have to prove it. You have to have the numbers. You have to have all that. You even said it, like he's top five in some categories, top three in some categories. I tried to look it up, and I don't even know how to look up MLS stats. I want to get the guy that's number one in all those categories, and he will be the MVP. You can't be the best player in the league and play. To your point, NBA, you can't play 41 games to be MVP. NFL, you can't play 8 games to be the MVP. He cannot play half the games of the season and say he's an MVP of a league because he was only out there half the time. No. Messi cannot be the MVP.
And I also think, too, them being able to stay afloat while he missed games, like they didn't really falter a lot. Not that they would be as good long-term without him, but the fact that they were able to stay in the position they were in for the time that he was out kind of pokes holes in his MVP argument. And this is all obviously to say he's obviously the best player. Like, there is no debate about that. But I think, you know, missing half the games in the team while you were out, still being relatively successful.
Oh, it's not relatively successful. The games he missed, they had, I think at one point they had won like 8 of 9 games he had missed during that stretch after the Copa America. But here's the thing. Like, what side
better without.
What side do you fall on? Well, actually, the analytics say that's the funny part. The analytics say that they were a better team when Messi was out, just based on what they did. Obviously, like that's a little faulty, but all right. He has 17 goals and 15 assists in the 17 games he played in. He's missed 15 games. They played 32. He missed 15 of those games, but he's leading the MLS in goal contributions. Like, what side do you fall on? The side you guys are saying, which is, hey, the team was just as successful without him when he wasn't playing, and he's missed too many games to be considered an MVP, or I think a fair argument, which I think I'm leaning towards, which is the dude played in half the games and he has the best stats all around in the MLS. Like, doesn't that also speak to just how extraordinary his season was? He played in half the games everybody else played in, but his stats are just as good, if not better, all around. So I don't know. I don't know what the right answer is. I think he's going to get the MVP, by the way. Like, I think he's going to. But and I know most of our listeners don't really care. But, hey, it's Lionel Messi, and the MLS loves themselves some Lionel Messi.
It's so clear, just judging by Crowder's reaction to this, that if Messi ends up getting the MVP, Channing's going to boycott MLS. He's done watching those games.
Yeah, man, I'm going to just stay at Wendy's right there down the road instead of going to see the Herons. Josh just said it. Yes, he's the best player in MLS, hands down. He's one of the best players. I don't know, Solana, arguably the best player ever to kick a damn soccer ball. But you cannot play in half the games and win the MVP.
Yeah.
Those guys are grinding and going and working. If a guy plays in 40 NBA games and has 40 points a game, and another guy has 37 points a game but played in 75, the 75-game guy should win it. The longevity of it, the every-night grind of it. He's not grinding. He's at Publix with his kids. He's going to Argentina and hanging out. Like, no. He's an amazing soccer player. But you can't tell me I'm going to just sit. Hey, my country needs me to be over there and hang out. So I'm going to miss 4 or 5 games. Good luck.
Well, everybody does that, to be fair.
He can't win the MVP of a league.
Republic with his kids.
He's not missing games, for the record. He's not missing games because he's playing with Argentina. They actually get, part of the games he's missed were injury, most of them. He only missed a couple games, like a handful of games, because he went to go play with Argentina. Bro, Crowder, most people feel the way you do, by the way. He's missed too many games. He can't be MVP. No. But it's hard to compare it to NFL or NBA, because if you miss 35 or more games, like, your numbers just aren't going to stack up with somebody who played in 70 games. And in the NFL, like, if Patrick Mahomes missed 10 games, or let's say he missed 6 games, his total yardage numbers and his total touchdown numbers aren't going to look the way that it would look in soccer, where Messi has missed 15 games, but his stats are comparable, if not better, than people who have played in more games. So it's hard to compare the two, but it is going to be interesting to see how this plays out.
Solana, would you be taking that side of this argument? It is a fair point, but would you be taking that side of the argument if you were not an Inter Miami supporter?
Right, and people are going to be, MLS fans everywhere outside of Miami are going to be outraged when this guy wins the MVP. You're right. Like, it's because he's our guy. He deserves it.
The argument here is, like, not that he doesn't deserve it. He's obviously put up numbers to deserve it. And I think it's an interesting conversation as well. But I think that there might be some Inter-Miami blinders at play.
Oh, for sure.
On your end of the conversation. No, that's a bad thing. It's natural.
Well, if, like, it's not...
It is a good argument in favor of him.
I'll give you a rational take then. If it's not Messi, it better be Luis Suarez. Period. End of story. It better be the other Inter-Miami guy.
You're certainly not biased towards him.
Hey, man, listen. Cucho Hernandez with Columbus has 92 points. Dennis Bugunga has 63 points. Luis Suarez has 41 points. Luis can win it.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. Better be Suarez. Better be.
Luciano Acosta with Cincinnati has 33 points. They played in way more games.
All right.
They represented the league at a higher level than Messi has.
Okay.
I want Cucho to win it.
Cucho got his ass kicked last night. All right. Well, settle down with the Columbus take. The Miami, Inter Miami went into their biggest rivals last night, clinched the supporter shield, and your boy Drake Callender came up with the big win.